Welcome back. That was Fragile by Charles Duplessis and Zanta Hoffmeyer. And you're tuned into Book Choice, which is an hour-long show full of book reviews and author interviews. And our show is bookended by some very fine music, because this is fine music radio after all. And it's also bookmarked by our very fine sponsor, and that's Exclusive Books. And I don't know if I told you this already, my name is Paige Nick. I am the host of the show. You are in exactly the right place. In our first segment, we're going to be chatting about Jane Austen. Jane Austen, I don't know if you know this or not, has her 250th birthday coming up on the 16th of December. And other than William Shakespeare, I'm not sure there are many writers who have stood the test of time as well as Austen has. And so the world has been kicking, especially the publishing world, has been kicking into celebration mode for months already. It's been a whole year of building up to this. And I think it's only going to ramp up even more as we get towards the 16th of December. Around the world, we've seen things like Austen festivals, walking tours of her hometown, which is in Bath, big costume balls, special exhibitions at her former homes and places of importance in her life. There's also been visual history exhibitions at museums, and there have been even smaller events like guided tours, embroidery workshops. And these celebrations are all honoring the Jane Austen literary legacy through these wild and cool activities. I've seen a lot of the photographs. Often they're done in period costume. People are getting all dressed up and they are celebrating the life of Jane Austen. We are talking full Austen mania here. In fact, even here in Cape Town, I was invited to an Austen affair at the Winchester Mansions recently by publisher Jonathan Ball earlier this year. And we sipped tea and we played this game they brought out, which is Austen Bingo. If you're a big fan of Jane Austen, you need to look in your local Exclusive Books for the Austen Bingo. And we took a deep dive into some of the works that have been coming out and are coming out, all in celebration and acknowledgement of this milestone. There are and have been memoirs, reissued works with incredible new covers, resurgence of retellings, of course, and so much more. So Vanessa Levenstein is here on our show today to chat about a few of these delightful pieces that have been brought out in celebration of our very best Jane Austen. Welcome to the show, Vanessa Levenstein.
If Jane Austen's sister Cassandra was alive today, she would either have no social media presence or her settings would be on private, private, and private. Sadly for us, she destroyed most of Jane's letters, which leaves us only with those she considered unimportant. So biographers and fiction writers alike have had to dig deep to reconstruct Austen's life, which they certainly have done this year in celebration of Austen's 250th anniversary. Let's start with a classic, Jane Austen, a biography by Elizabeth Jenkins. Originally published nearly a century ago and reissued this year, Jenkins was very attached to her subject. She helped found the Jane Austen Society in 1940 and even bought Austen's home in Chawton. There's a lot to absorb in this work, so it's best read in small doses. Jenkins writes, "The highest type of creative genius owes to daily life at once everything and nothing." She goes on to compare Austen with Shakespeare in terms that both of them understood the human psyche, which translated into creating character. I do wish I'd read this book years ago, as it really is a mirror into Austen's world. Another esteemed Austen biographer, Paul Le Bern, has released a novel, 6 Weeks by the Sea. But here's the thing, knowing Austen's life inside out doesn't necessarily make for great Austen-inspired fiction. The book follows the period after the Austens left their home in Steventon, the summer she supposedly fell in love. But it lacks the wit and sparkle we associate with Austen herself. Since we know Austen never married, the romantic tension in the book is missing. So to keep the reader engaged, the story needs something quite exceptional. It just didn't have it. But however you may enjoy it, but for me, it simply wasn't a match made in Pemberley. For something lighter, there's the Jane Austen Insult Guide for Well-Bred Women by Emily Reid, a delightful little stocking filler. It's a clever compilation of Austen quotes framed in the context of modern living. How's this for a blend of Tinder and Pride and Prejudice? When you haven't swiped right in an hour, they have none of them much to recommend them. Of course, when it comes to recommending South African Austen-y writers, it's 5 stars all the way. There's the wonderful book Charlotte by our own Helen Moffat And breaking news, Fionnuala Darling has written a novel, still to be published, that sees Jane Austen and her family through the eyes of Jane's close friend, Martha Lloyd. I've resisted hauling in the apt but overused fact universally acknowledged line. Instead, I'm simply going to finish with, happy birthday, dearest Jane. Thank you for all the many years of reading pleasure. FMR.